I'd like to begin this devotional this morning with us praying together. So if you would, let's pray right now. Father, in your name, I have in my spirit a feeling, Lord, again, as yesterday and the day before we felt a lifting because we felt that there was something going on in the spirit. And we did feel, Lord, that as we expressed yesterday, that you're doing a great work. And as I've seen the reports, Lord, from around the world of people being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, that part is why I know that that burden was lifted. But this morning in prayer, Lord, you've impressed upon me that we are to not just give hope to people that this is going to pass and they can get back to their life of daily living like before, but rather, Lord, that people need to understand that this is a very critical time in the lives of people and in your plan, and especially your plan of salvation. So I'm asking you, Lord, to use these devotionals to speak to people's hearts, to awaken them, to awaken backsliders to come back home to you. I pray, Jesus, I pray that you'll stir up the church. Lord, if we look at the virgins, the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and 5 foolish, don't let us be foolish and let the oil go out of our lamps. I pray that there will be a power of the Holy Ghost in our lives and in our churches and in our ministries that is going to reach the world, because that's your purpose of the church, is to reach the world and to see souls brought into your kingdom and to be prepared for your soon return. We ask this in your name, Father. I feel your presence of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I am humbled by that presence. And Lord, I don't take it for granted. And I pray that those that will be watching this, whenever it may be, this morning, even days to come, because that's the way it happens. And Lord, you've even ordained that, I feel. So we look to you, Jesus, for this to be a time for you to speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. As I was actually brushing my teeth this morning, the Lord spoke to me with a thought. And I do plan to preach on this thought Wednesday night. I'll be preaching the service for Wednesday night from the Leesville First United Pentecostal Church. For those that would like to follow those, there's been some wonderful preaching that's been going. And what has blessed me is, as I've looked at Facebook, I see invites. I've got several invites on my phone of people that are saying, or people that are broadcasting from their homes. Do you realize, pastors that are watching this, and evangelists, and all of us, that God is using this time to reach more people than we've ever reached through our normal church services? I've just looked at the views of some of these devotionals. It's been in the hundreds. So if that's just people that's watching these devotionals, how many more people are watching our services and things that you're doing from your home? So I want to encourage you. You're in the will of God. And we're going through a trying time, and I don't know the answer. The president yesterday, I guess it was, declared that he's enforcing his guidelines all the way through this next month of April. And some are saying it could be in June. No one knows. No one knows how long this. There's never been anything like this. And that brings me to the thought that God spoke to me while I was brushing my teeth this morning. And it's in Joshua chapter 3. And this is what I'll be preaching from on Wednesday night, but in a little different vein of it. But look at Joshua chapter 3 and verse 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it. It's talking about the Ark of the Covenant. But I want to apply this because the Lord spoke to me using these scriptures in a totally different vein, applying it to where we are today and the crisis that we are with this coronavirus. Oh, it's interesting to notice that it's the coronavirus, the crown virus. Let there be a space between you and it. You know, they want us to stay 6 feet away from anybody. If we go to Walmart or if you're able to go get groceries, try to stay 6 feet from someone. 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go. And then this is what the Lord spoke to me so clearly. The words came so clear. This is why I knew that it was the Lord speaking to us. You have not passed this way hitherto before. We've never been here before in my lifetime. I mentioned the Hong Kong flu. I remember that. Oh, it was so bad. And I remember, as I mentioned yesterday, feeling so bad and my aunt bringing the Coke and so forth. But we've never been here before. We don't know when this is going to end. There are people dying. There are those that says, well, it's a bio weapon. I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's fulfillment of the Word of God. And I can't get away from Revelations and the horsemen and the trumpets. And the Lord led me while I was in prayer this morning to Matthew. And I am probably including some of the things there from Matthew. What the Lord said, these things shall come to pass. But he said, when they come to pass, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. And the disciples asked him after they'd come out of the temple, and I won't go there, but I may actually be teaching in these devotionals from Matthew on what the Lord had to say about this time. But let's suffice today with this thought. We've never been here before. And he said, distance yourself from the ark. Stay back from it that you can recognize where you need to go. And God is saying to us, look to him. In other words, the reason for being far enough back from the Ark of the Covenant was that so everyone, the whole nation of Israel that was marching and coming into the Promised Land under Joshua, that they could see the way to go through the river as the ark would come and the river would part. Oh my, what a sermon. What all this is about. You've never been this way before. And I'm telling you, we've never been this way before. And it's important that we look to the Lord and let God guide us. God's guiding us through pastors and ministers. There's going to be some that's going to take advantage of this, and all they're interested in is making a name for themselves. But that's not what it's about. God wants as many people saved, as many nations saved. And this is another sermon and another teaching, but there will be a judgment of nations. And I pray that in these crises, nations will turn to God. I saw something on the news on my phone yesterday about Samaritan's Purse and a great organization, and they've gone into Italy with hospitals and doctors, but they said their main purpose there was to show the love of God to those people. Isn't it amazing that Italy is the center of one of the greatest Christian religions in the world, the Roman Catholic Church, and yet I've been there many times. I've taught and preached in Italy. And how many of those people, they don't really know Jesus. The Jesus they know is either the baby in a manger or one hanging on a cross. The Jesus I know is victorious. He's getting ready to come back and have a trumpet sound. And his church, this body that's of believers, that's accepted his word, that's repented of their sins, that's died out to the flesh and been buried in baptism in water, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name under heaven. Acts 4:12. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You've got to get into the scriptures and find the plan of salvation. It's not just a name it, claim it salvation. It's obedience to the word of God. It's obeying the word to repent. It's obeying the word to be buried with Christ in baptism. That's what Romans explains to us, that to be buried with Christ in baptism and the being born again of the Spirit, as Jesus said in John 3:5, water and Spirit, water baptism, Spirit infilling of the Holy Ghost. I don't apologize for the Spirit that comes on me. And as I begin to praise God, Oh, gracious God. Oh, God. Paul taught us that we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit does. And when we pray in the Spirit, as he taught in Corinthians, the Spirit makes intercession for us. Oh, dear friends, this is a time to awaken our hearts and turn to God. I'm going to make this a short time this morning of devotion because I want you to think about what we've talked about. The Lord said, you've never been this way before. I want you to pray and pray with me now. Father, oh God, it's not your will that any should perish, but as Peter declared it, but that all should come unto repentance. So as we've alluded to several times, Father, a time of repentance. Help us all to repent. Forgive me, Lord, for I've sinned. Forgive me for thoughts that is not pleasant for your Spirit to be around. For this is the tabernacle of your Holy Spirit. This is a tabernacle that you've chosen to come live in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, forgive me and let me be fitting for your Spirit that I may walk in your Spirit. Lord, that you use us, not just me, but others, Lord. There's other ministers, your dear saints of God that are filled with your Spirit, that can speak words. And I pray that this devotional will be a time of causing people to take the initial step of repentance and to turn back to you. As it was declared, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Oh God, help us to pray. And you have promised you will hear from heaven. You will heal their land, Lord. It's not about just lifting the coronavirus. It's about saving as many souls as possible. For we are the generation, Lord, upon whom the ends of the world has come. We've never been here before, Lord, but you're leading us through it. And you're soon to come back for your church, and we'll be caught up to meet you in the air. The saints that have gone before us that's in the grave, they'll be changed, they'll be raised, and they'll come out of the grave, Lord. And then we that's alive and remain will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We'll be caught up in the air together with them, with you, Lord. You're soon to come back. I want to be ready. And that's the message of this devotional, Lord. We've never been this way before. Help us to be ready. In Jesus' name. Lord, bless the people. I've been praying for peace. Peace during this time of crisis. But perhaps I've prayed wrong. Perhaps I should have prayed, stir their hearts. Stir their hearts. Oh God, you're using this time to reach the world. The world is stirred. In Jesus' name, bless your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord.